trash.
God.
I'm Wayne.
I'm Chase. What up, bitches?
And we're joined in the studio by the one and only Lincoln Hawk.
Or Blake.
No, Lincoln Hawk.
This guy. Lincoln Hawk.
There is a Lincoln Hawk in the studio.
Over the top. Check it out. It's very good.
I've never seen it.
It's nice.
Let us know. Send us an email. Send us an email at trashtalkomaha@gmail.com. Let us know if you've ever seen Over the Switch.
Over the top.
Over the top.
There is a switch.
Let us know if you've made the switch.
It's a great movie.
Apparently, it's based on your life.
I guess. Apparently, that's on Blake's view. That bartender, I told him, he's like, yeah, that's you. You're Sylvester Stallone.
That
would be great. I will buy you a suit. He is a travel around the USA with me and all the rest
not
of people.
Hauling.
And acting. Acting cool if they have underground pharmacy templates with them.
I'm going to start that tonight. We go out somewhere. And we're going to say, hey, Hawk. And you're going to say Hawk from across the bar. Just get warmed up, you know.
I feel like you guys could start some bar fights. Start getting, like, angry at arm wrestling. Especially if you call yourself Lincoln Hawk. Someone will know. Someone will be like, you're not Cliffhanger.
No.
You're not Rambo.
Anyways, our guest on the show is our buddy Blake Prorock. He's back from his Alaskan fishing, and he is partying, and he's having a good time. He's nervous as fuck.
So, what was it? Alaska or Seattle?
Fishing. Alaska.
Fishing.
Alaska fishing.
Like, you don't fucking know Richard. I know Richard Dreyfuss hunts whale.
Every time I was like, me and Richard would be the best fishing combo ever.
In case our listeners don't know, I happen to resemble a little bit of Richard Dreyfuss from the movie Jaws.
Yeah,
it is Richard Dreyfuss from Jaws.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Richard Dreyfuss would kiss you and be like, oh my god, it's a younger version of me.
That's me.
I want to get you again.
Maybe I'm a Richard Dreyfuss guy.
What if there's like a, what do they call it?
Richard Dreyfuss.
People that hang around bands, all those chicks.
Groupies?
Yeah, do they have groupies for Richard?
Richard Dreyfuss has some groupies, of course.
Yeah. Which would be fucking Lincoln Hawk, though, soon.
Stallone in general just has.
I'm sure there's like weird people out there that are like Rocky fanatics and like.
Or Rambo fanatics.
Like, you know, there's the Star Trek people that are really weird.
Dresses.
Yeah.
I've never seen Star Trek or Star Wars.
And there's people get like dressed up and wear that shit like every day because they're just crazy.
Well, that's because Star Wars is amazing.
It's seriously good.
Star Wars is really good. None of them.
I've seen parts like flipping through channels.
Tell me what you know about the story of Star Wars.
There's Luke Skywalker, and his dad is fucking Darth Vader.
Yeah. Okay, so you know that.
And then,
who's his sister?
The chick with the curly seven bun ears.
Yeah.
And then there's the Starship Troopers, the white dudes.
Yeah.
Stormtroopers.
And Chewbacca.
Yeah.
I have no idea the story line. It's confusing as fuck.
No,
it's
not.
It's so fun.
It's a simple hero's journey.
Doesn't make sense.
I'm not.
It's gotten complicated in the years. The original trilogy is the best. We're not here talking about Star Wars, though. You all know it's great.
No.
We're not talking about Star Trek.
Hey, let's talk about Tom Petty. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, you tell me what's on your notes about Tom Petty.
Well, his widow, not the children's mom, right?
He died last year, correct?
Yeah, but they're fighting over, like,
his money?
Or I don't know if it's the money, but, like, the trust. I heard, like, the trust. He has songs that
he owns rights to.
But they're not
Oh, yeah.
The, yeah, and the widow is saying no. But I think that should be up to the band, not the fucking widow and the children.
Well, it just depends on who the song's about them, too. If the song is about their children.
How many fucking songs they probably have that are not released? Not just, they're probably really good.
Probably a lot. He was a master musician.
I mean, just dumb. I heard that, and I'm like, oh my god, that's like, once someone dies and has a lot of money, everybody's fighting.
Well, everyone has songs that no one.
Do you think Tom Petty would back down?
Says,
I won't.
Tom Petty would back down.
Would say that.
You bring your heart back down?
That's what the widow was saying.
I won't back down.
That's fucked up. Let's hear his unreleased songs or whatever, you know? I mean, fucking make money off of it, you know? Michael Jackson estate makes money off of Beatles songs still. Did you know that?
Yeah,
Michael Jackson owns Beatles songs. They took the advice of Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney told Michael Jackson one time, hey, it's really smart to invest in songs rights or whatever, to own a song or whatever that's going to be worth money. So Michael Jackson took his advice and bought his songs.
Really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So he owns the songs, right?
Yeah. The Michael Jackson estate makes money every time you play a Beatles song.
That's insane.
They brought that up in that third show from Mother Trio. He said that he's like, the Beatles don't even own their songs. He wanted to own their songs. He made that deal to own the songs.
Motley Crue owns their own songs.
He makes, like, and that guy that was, their manager, or the,
I don't know
the guy was when he said, the Beatles don't own their songs. He's like, they should own their songs, and they made that deal to own their own shit.
Yeah, you gotta put that shit in your fucking contract.
Well, that weird. Michael Jackson owns a lot of the Beatles songs.
Yes, this one for sure is weird.
I wonder if he was a Beatles fan.
I mean, you almost have to be. I don't know, he was famous when he was 5 years old.
That was kind of a poppy son of a bitch, you know?
The Beatles are pop. Well,
yeah, I'm sure he was a Beatles fan.
Who isn't a Beatles fan?
I love the Beatles. I've heard people say they don't like the Beatles. I'm like, yeah, we'll talk to you ever again.
Yeah, I hate that. And it's like, you know, you clearly don't have even listened to the Beatles,
yeah.
You know? You just hate them because you know. They're popular, they're mock tops, and they're like, well, yet it's all the show, it's all the dance and the whole thing is. Yeah, but yet, no, they have so much depth.
So any of kids these days have already passed. Fuck you, listen to good music, that's just fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
That pisses me off.
Do you like modern music?
Not really.
No?
No.
What's that in these pandemic?
In the 70s,
I blew it in his ear all night when I had my ear cut.
Yep, and I touched him too.
Well,
they didn't know the ear cut was on them.
Yeah, you fucking piece of shit. Fucking hurt the shit out of me.
Right.
Anyways, any other thing going on in all the bands in town?
No. I heard George Durbin's coming.
That's a lot of fun with him.
Yeah, sure. Do you know who George Thurgood is? One bourbon?
One
bourbon,
one scotch,
one beer.
That's it?
That's George Thurgood's
song.
Yeah. No, he has more songs than that. And that's not even his song. That's an old blues song, man.
I'm going to see that song.
Yeah. For sure. It's all about that. What else is on your list, Chase?
Let me see. Well, we've all driven. Well, we're drunk, right?
Driven.
Driven, drunk.
But what about when you're stoned? How's it different? I mean, getting pulled over,
it's the same thing in the job, but I don't smoke a lot, so I don't know.
It's completely different. You're so much more focused when you're stoned.
I don't want to say that. I drink and drive, but I do sometimes. I don't mean
to. Buzz. A little buzz.
No, me too. Yeah. But I feel when I'm drunk that I'm never going to get pulled over.
You're invisible.
And I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'm fine. I'm in the clear. But if I'm stoned, I get a little nervous.
You know, things get a little extra careful, though, you know?
Not me,
you know, signs out, like, a little bit extra long.
You know, I get when I smoke. I get nervous.
You reach it up.
No, usually you just, like, curl on. That's how I am. I just curl for a little ball.
I just stare
on the TV for 4 hours. And then.
I've known someone that drove on the mushrooms. They said they watched the, like, dotted line. Like, still driving, you know?
Yeah.
I know. How could you do that?
I watched Requiem for a Dream on mushrooms, local naked under a climber.
Under a climber?
Yeah.
Wow. So you were climbing to your hands with you?
Maybe.
Hey, I heard a funny story about you guys.
Us guys?
Yeah. Something about on New Year's Eve.
Christmas.
Christmas Eve.
Oh, my Tinder.
The next day story.
Yeah. Like, had a Tinder date. Was she hot? You didn't fuck her.
No, I didn't. She
was hot.
I tried.
So,
no.
But you stayed.
I did. So, I had to poop.
You can't poop on a first Tinder date.
Well, you gotta. Like, I had to shit.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
And I went there and no toilet paper.
She's a woman. How many tissues?
No, I was going to take my shirt. I don't know. But I called Chase, the good friend he is, and I said, hey, man, you got to come pick me up. And no snowstorm. So it's like, I got to shit so bad. I'm at this chick's house. And what does he do? Toots along and then it fucking wipes out of the
Toots along.
No, trying to make up the hill. And this is where you take over the story.
Yes.
Okay. I'm on my way to get my buddy from a Tinder date that he didn't have sex with. Pussy.
And he's got a poop.
And he has.
And you know that feeling.
He's waiting for me to go pick him up. To go poop. But anyway, it's snowing Christmas Day. Wait, Christmas Eve?
I think it's Christmas Eve.
And I'm trying to go up this hill. My fucking camera ain't making it. Four-wheel drive, motherfucker. Not four-wheel drive, front-wheel drive. Yeah. If it's four-wheel drive, I would make it. Okay. Front-wheel drive. And I make it up halfway and start sliding back down sideways.
Slowly. It was like a residential.
Actually, it was kind of fast, but I was sliding sideways. I was like, well, fuck, I'm totally not in control of my vehicle. These people outside are waving at me while I'm sliding down this hill. And I just kind of wave like, hey, yeah.
Let me run out of your path here.
And then I slide right into a fucking snow embankment. And then I see Blake running down the hill. And I, like, in my head, I'm like, oh, no, slow down.
And this is where Blake picks up the story.
Blake Chase calls me, and he goes, hey, man, I can't make it up the hill. I'm, like, a block and a half away. Down. I see him down there. So I start running. It's slippery. And I'm just shooting down the fucking thing. And biff it. Split my pants open and shit my pants. And then Chase takes me to, what's that saying?
Gandolfo's.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, you shit your pants. And then you sat.
And then we go to eat sandwiches, and I go to the bathroom, and I'm, like, wiping shit off my
articles in my car.
You don't have that car anymore.
I sent you pictures of it when I was in the bathroom.
Yeah, this motherfucker is, we go eat, he's still sitting in his poopy underwear. He sent me pictures of his shitty underwear from the bathroom.
Did you leave them in Gandolfo's? From the toilet?
No, I kept them on. And I think Jeff. We were meeting up with Jeff, and Jeff took me out to club and said, my poopy underwear.
Well, I better just take your underwear off and let's go to free ball.
Remember if I was to meet up with him?
Did you get clothes?
Yeah.
You couldn't smell yourself?
I cleaned up for him.
Like a bum shot. Was it like a Gandalf?
It wasn't like there was a log in my fucking pants. It was like fucking, I don't know.
But did it run down your leg?
No. Dude, I had shit. That's what I never had shit for my life, I think. And when I fell on the ice, I literally like did splits, and I still have the jeans that are in my bag at your apartment right now. There's a fucking hole right here where I split it. Yeah.
You lost your shitting
jeans? Oh, I lost them. But I wear them when I go to work, though. They're nice and stretchy and shit.
Sure.
Dude, they support your shirts.
Yeah, obviously. They people would take it.
But the one dude I could call when I had a Tinder day, I had to put a toilet paper, this new kid to rescue.
It's their friend, right?
But he couldn't even make it.
Hey, man, you can't blame
me. And then I ended up shooting my pants anyway. So.
They got a block away, right?
I don't know. It's live on top of a mountain.
Yeah, within a block away for a friend, that's pretty good.
I fucking tried to go up the hill.
You did.
I almost wrecked my fucking car.
It's okay.
That's a shitty ass fucking thing.
Thank you. I wonder if that girl's out there knows who I am.
Probably. Hey, what are you drinking? Linen? Can I try that?
Oh, that's one drink.
Let me try it, motherfucker. I'm drinking some Black Mule.
Or? So, the other day I was working.
That's good.
That's good. So I was working. Or what?
No, the Rattler. Go on.
The other day I was working. Like a little bitch. Like a little bitch. Driving the big semi.
You're working.
I said,
when we were getting beers, I was like, hey, you have a secret underground. That's what I was like, have you seen over the top? I was like, you know what Lincoln Hawk is? I was like, look it up. And he looked it up, he's like,
that's Lincoln Hawk. You should ask that every time we go into it.
Hey, do you have an underground
Lincoln Hawk? Over here. Yeah, so I pulled him aside and said, hey.
And some guy's gonna be like,
yeah. Yeah, he'd be like, okay, what's the code?
The password's double field.
What's the password? Lincoln Hawk, brethren.
You don't need a password. The Hawk's here.
Yeah. He says it on the fucking mic.
We knew this day was coming.
Everybody moves to the side, and I walk through and turn my head around.
Switch?
You can't just turn your switch on like that.
Why do we go back to fucking Tom Petty? Or
right. No, Lincoln Hawk.
Switches are good.
Tom Petty ain't got nothing on Lincoln Hawk, as far as I'm concerned.
You're Lincoln Hawk and kick the shit out of Tom Petty or Russell
Wilson. Who's the bigger adult?
Lincoln Hawk?
Who's alive?
Ooh. Fuck yeah, that dude. You don't say
joking,
shit like
joking.
That. No, you don't fucking say shit.
Oh, it's
like
a joke. Calm down, bitch.
Whatever.
Preco Rattler.
Anyway. Fuck up, Preco. I'm drinking a porter.
You know where I was going with this? When I was working, driving. Busy traffic, right? One guy. Push the button at the crosswalk, right?
Oh, this guy.
One guy always has to push the stupid button.
Did he use his middle finger?
Tell me you've never been that guy.
No. I use his
I
use his run.
It sucks. I use my bike.
It sucks. I'm like waving at people like, I'm sorry. I sucked you.
But no, but this motherfucker, it's just funny to me. I was sitting there like, dude, this one guy just stopped 200 fucking cars from what they were doing. This is stupid. The power finger of this fucking piece of shit son of a bitch that is slowing everybody down.
But he has to cross the road. He has to cross the road.
I know, but it's just so funny.
You're an asshole. I've been that guy.
Yeah, even when I bike, I'll stop and push the button. And then I'll bike across and I'll push the button again on the other side.
I'd probably just jump in.
my biggest fear is like getting hit by a car one time. I thought,
oh my god. Listen to this story.
Yeah.
When I was younger, whatever, ride my bikes around with my friends. Okay. His mom sent him to Taco John's, right?
Whose mom?
Andy Ware, you know, from Columbus.
Wow, yeah.
Anyways, we go to Taco John's.
We still have Taco John's. Taco John's is shit.
Yeah.
Once.
Taco John's. We're on our bikes, right? Okay. He gets the tacos for his mom. He's holding
the Taco Tuesday.
Jesus fucking bag.
He has right hand on the handle.
Yes. He has the bag wrapped around his handlebar pretty much, and he's holding it.
It was great, sir.
And it was in his left hand because he was right down the street. On the street, and this car goes by. And the smacks of the mirror smacks all the top, the hits the bag of tacos and fucking, I just see tacos everywhere. Lies in the street.
Did it crash?
No. It fucking hit the bag right out of his fucking hands that he's holding. And I was like, holy shit. Like, why was his car so close to this kid?
Yeah.
And he drove up and he still had the top of the bag in his hand.
Nobody was in that situation.
He still had the top of the bag wrapped around his
hand. He's like, still, I'm just going to go home. I'm like, no point turning around.
Dude, I looked over it and I just seen tacos.
My God, I was pulling back in the town. That's what they got.
He jumped over it. Why is it ghost? Like, thinking, like, why? Like, dude, that motherfucker.
He could have just died.
He should have had his hand ripped off.
Yeah.
And he was still holding on to the top of the fucking tacos bag. Like, what the fuck?
You think the car was trying to grab it? Like, steal his tacos?
I don't know. I don't know why they're so close to the kid driving.
No shit.
On the street.
First of all, if you hit, like, tacos with your mirror,
just kept going.
Yeah, why don't you stop? Like, sorry, dude, I ate your tacos.
That's fucking ridiculous, man. We were just kids, too.
You saw it as a kid?
Yeah, I was on the other side of the street. He was in the street for some reason.
Right. Well, that's your problem right there, man. You don't ride a bike in the street.
This fucking mirror on this car just took this whole bag out.
That's the biggest fear of mine, too. That's why I don't ride my bike in the street.
He could have fucking got his arm ripped off.
Yeah.
It was just funny. He rode over to me, and like, he still was holding on for me.
I'm surprised he's still on the bike.
And I was like, what the fuck? Holy shit, dude.
Try and rip the bag out of some kid biking. I can see you doing that, though.
Well, if he had decent tacos, whatever he is.
That's Taco Tuesday. What the why I had my shoe ripped off by a train. A train?
You know Tom Forrester is?
Yeah.
Reagan?
Get it again?
We're racing from Huskers. Husker Bar, the
train ran across
the train, and I don't know who it was, came out falling because I thought I got hit by the train.
Was that with you? I feel like
I don't know. I don't know, Tom.
Did you bike in?
I was about to call him. I totally forgot about that. And, like, swish my shoe off. I just made it.
How did I not hit the bike?
Crazy, not even like, and there was a girl that came out. She was
like, on a bike.
They thought I got hit, and everyone like freaked out. Like, came out of sex, and I was like,
where did you do that?
Like, fucking, I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, like, what are they called? Those fucking storage bin things.
Yeah,
I was like 30 feet out. No shit. I was about to call Tom. I was going to tell him, he's getting married.
Can you confirm that story?
Can I call Tom right
now?
Yeah,
let's call him. Yeah, put your phone in here and turn the media off. No, in here.
Oh, I don't have that.
You have a jack?
I have your phone.
Well, hold up to the microphone.
Yeah.
Hello?
Tom!
Hey, what's up?
It's Blake. Hey, so I'm on a podcast right now, and I was telling people, do you remember that time when I about got smoked by that train?
Yeah.
Yes. We're running from Husker Bar to Mesex, and the fuel tower got fucking smoked.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought I was close.
Oh, no, and I was behind you.
Yeah.
I know. I just want to confirm it.
I don't know.
Well,
how fast is the train?
No, the train is smoked like full force.
60?
Is it honking?
No, it's not. Yeah. I'm kidding.
Jesus, man.
No. I just want to call and confirm it.
It
was bad. I remember those people came out with B6 and were like, yeah, it was bad. I'm still here. Hey, what are you doing? Are you married yet?
Not yet.
Oh, shit.
I'm
Oh, nice. I'm back from Alaska now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I just got back.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, and, I'm on some pod, it's called Trash Talk Omaha podcast right now. No, we're just talking about stories, and I was like, hey, I gotta call Tom Forrester, because he was there, confirm it.
Yeah.
Yes. But, all right, I just want to say what's up and confirm the story. I'm not a liar. And I'll hit you up when I get back, brother.
Yeah, hey, hit me up when you're around.
All right, sounds good, man.
Okay.
Later, Tom.
Later, Tom.
Yes! Nice, yeah. You used your lifeline.
No, it sounds like he thought he got smoked and I was behind him, too. That's crazy.
I remember I put a railroad tie, you know, the spikes.
Yeah.
I put a spike on the railroads and scattered one time.
You rail some shit over?
Yeah, I know. It was dumb.
It was dumb. Like coal trains, not cable trains.
No, this was a fucking coal train going through Skylar. And we were right by railroad green or whatever, you know?
Railside green?
Yeah. And we put it on the track, and then we, like, ran away from it, and we're, like, watching it. And then a fucking cop pulls up to the fucking railroad track.
Is that with you?
No. This was in the future.
It could be pennies.
But that?
Yeah, that.
We had some pennies
around the clock.
Out there, dude. Yeah, it was too dumb.
I used to put,
I was freaking out.
Was on the fucking railroad tracks.
Okay.
You tied him down?
No, I'd kill him first, and then set him on the track.
Okay. When did you rape him? No, that's fucked up. No,
right.
Keep talking.
No.
They consented and then you killed them?
No, I never. That's fucked up. I never said. Anyways, the railroad tied nail. What'd you do? Did you derail the car?
No, dude, I don't know. We ran away.
Do you want to tell it to
him? I remember running away.
I got a crazy story. I hope he'd come back to me.
Well, let's switch topics. What's it like on the ocean, man?
The ocean?
I've never been, like, out on the ocean. I've been to the ocean, but I've never been on a boat where you just see water.
You do you. It's beautiful.
Yeah?
It's like they make the shows seem like it's just
scary. I've never seen a show.
It's scary, but usually it's fucking beautiful.
What's like, sunrises and sunsets like out there?
Like, in June, like, do you have, like, a half hour of white darkness?
It's like orange.
It's like that. And it's, I got pictures on my... closer, like, it's fucking beautiful.
Nice.
Like, the sun, like, it's just...
You guys,
No flash?
No. You're working 6 hour days, you mean?
Hard for good.
You're risking...
I don't feel when you people get out
there. You're doing, like, crazy shit, so you can't.
Well, it's when you, like, finally get back.
Well, if you work 6 hour days, and then you're off, and you're just like, oh, you know. You go to port, like, every, like, week.
And you get fucking drunk on port, right?
Well, no?
No?
You're in the freezer, but, like, I'll float in the fish.
Oh, well, you got gay or
something. I did. Just gives him all the time. I took over in Dutch Harbor.
Dutch Harbor?
Dutch Harbor. Yeah. Because there's two bars, and I'm not allowed in three of them.
There's two bars, and I'm not allowed in three of them.
That's cool.
That's cool. What's the best thing... Like, or what is the coolest thing you've seen out on the ocean?
The coolest thing I've seen? The best thing, like, when I was on a long ladder, you're looking at a cutout on some of the boat, like 2 feet off the water, and you're gaffing fish.
What?
So is that like a
gaff?
Gaff. You gaff the cod up into the boat.
Explain that to us.
So there's like a, we set out like 15 miles of like one stream, and like every 3 feet, there's like a leader, and you can see it on it. turn around and pick it up. And we put it, it comes up on our roller. And you got a guy on that roller. When it comes up, a cop comes up and gap, bring it in. Because mm-hmm. their rollers are going to pop off. And we, but we catch, you know, you catch sharks, octopus. But seals, it's funny, seals, dude, seals are like, fuck with the fish down there.
They'll eat them.
They'll like a couple days. They'll like just play around and follow you.
Huh.
Wow. See why in the food, that's probably
good. Walruses?
Yeah.
See walruses out there?
No.
No?
Do they have walruses out there?
I don't know.
Narwhals? I've never seen walrus. I've seen seals.
Narwhals?
I don't know what narwhals are.
It's the unicorn whale.
That ain't
happening. It's real.
Maybe it was fucking like Lagner's Lake.
That shit's a fucking river, man.
Narwhal,
man.
Where do the narwhals live?
They must live in the Atlantic.
Dude, where are walruses from, actually? Serious note.
Walrus?
Yeah. They're not in the northern Pacific.
I am the walrus.
Oh, yeah, you are. Hey, you know what? Let me touch on this.
Canada Grand Pacific. We're not in the Atlantic. That ice to winter.
Why?
Pacific.
That's where I'm at.
Well, you said you're in the Atlantic.
No.
You're right.
Russia and Alaska.
Canada to Greenland.
The Bering Sea. What the fuck? That's where I'm at.
You never see him?
No.
Well, I fuck your shit up, man.
I don't like you. I'm all here and fuck her again. Let's hide.
Oh.
I don't want to get into the fucking penguins. You see penguins?
A penguin's tough, man. What the fuck's the point of penguin?
You see them?
No. What do they do, though?
Like a narwhal. That's a narwhal, man.
That's a narwhal?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's got a fucking huge ass.
I like that, but I would not want to
call her, dude. Find your anus.
You think that'd be annoying as shit?
That's how you spell it?
Yeah, that's how you spell it, apparently.
I didn't even know those words go together.
So they're way up in there, man. That's the map. Are you up here?
That's the...
Are you going up the side?
Combined together.
No, it's not.
Canada, America, Canada, Russia, Greenland.
Is that what they're like?
Norway, Sweden, Finland.
That's flat Earth.
Right here, right? Sweden.
No, up further.
It's this one.
Up further.
This one?
On the other side of the line. Right there.
No, it's not.
It is.
Oh, my God.
Sweden. Because someone from
me.
Someone on our
face. I told you.
That's what I was saying. But no, we were looking at this. We were looking up here. Sweden. Right above Denmark, man. Norway has its fjords. So where are you at?
Oh, so Alaska right there, the Aleutian Islands, that string of islands.
The
string of islands? There's Dutch Harbor. In Alaska, on Alaska, Aleutian Islands, that's where Dutch Harbor is. That's where it's
right
the biggest, yeah, the biggest fishing port. That's where everyone loves their fish.
Cool, don't get too close, Marcia.
Yusuf Bay. It's Fjords, start of a bay. What did you say? Beaver Inlet?
No. Just on Alaska, that one. Dutch Harbor.
Alaska.
On, I think it's on Alaska. I know Captain's Bay, it's on the other side. That's where we're usually for.
I don't know, man. You can make a shit up?
No.
These are the Fox Islands?
Right there. On Alaska. Right there.
On Alaska.
On Alaska.
On Alaska. Skagen Bay.
Yeah, watch, there's a Captain's Bay in there. Tell me there ain't.
Bucket Bite.
There's a Captain's Bay in there. Oh, we're at the wrong spot.
Station Bay.
Are you cut in? Zoom out a little bit.
Sorry, we're kind of...
Go up to the right. nothing there. On Alaska Bay, tell me to the left. In there.
You hear one of these?
Up towards the top. Up towards the, go up more. Up more. Up more to the left. Up more to the
what?
Left.
What? On the other side of the island?
Okay. Yeah, right in there. Tell me where the captain's bay, man.
Wow, what are these green things? Capitol Bay Road, Captain's Bay Road.
Yeah. Is that around there?
Sorry, we kind of got out of hand there.
Oh, there's a ship supply.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You been there?
Yeah.
Where are these bars at?
There's a...
What are they called?
Captain's Bar.
One's at the airport.
In Anchorage?
Yeah. No, in Dutch Harbor. There's two other ones.
Penis Bay.
I have no idea.
Museum of Antelinians.
Yeah. Lucians are like a native tribe.
On Alaskan Reformed. Oh, Harbor Sushi.
Yeah.
Harbor View Bar.
Hey, there we go. Yep, now I'm out there. Been there.
Expedition Park?
No, that's way off. Of course, it's either way. There's like a hotel bar, and then there's the
airport beach road.
It's really hot there. Can I take my shirt off?
In here?
Yeah. It's hot. Am I hot?
Yeah, it's
hot. I got my shirt off, though.
Oh, or how about the Norwegian Rat Saloon?
You don't? No, I don't know what that is. Maybe I've been there.
It's 69 reviews.
Sorry.
But this looks like a bar in Omaha. It's not Alaska.
We got pizza.
I don't know if I've been there. I don't know. I went there super fucked up, whatever bars there were.
I just think
Norwegian Rat.
Yeah, actually, that's right across
Dutch
the hotel.
Dutch Harbor.
It's right across the hotel.
Yeah, you've been here. Is this you?
Yeah, I did. They had like bunkers and shit there.
No shit.
Yeah.
What are the crazy guys that saw a picture of you here?
There's probably one out there somewhere.
Alright, we're getting off track.
Nice. Oh, we have a track?
The fucking people are not gonna listen to us from the rambling.
Who are we talking about?
Do you have a break?
Yeah, take a break.
Welcome back to Trash Chat.
We all had to urinate and, like, puked.
And you shat everywhere.
And I sharted my pants. Well, actually, like, sharted. Well,
someone did, because it stinks in here.
It's my musk.
Is it? Let me spray your armpits.
No.
Woo! Calm yourself. Too excited now.
So, what are we going to do tonight, boys? After this podcast.
Party it up.
All right, we're in Blackstone District. Shoot us an email if you know of any good bar.
Hey, what's our email?
TrashTalk1@gmail.com.
Oh,
that's weird. I got it right away.
I know. And you're drunk, too.
I'm not drunk.
Yeah,
I'm kind of rattled.
You've been drunk for like 48 hours now, so.
True.
Blake.
It's not herpes. It's super big and delicious. You run into me.
I thought it was AIDS, man.
If you run into me, it's not herpes. It's super big and delicious.
It's super big and delicious.
Not good, but it's not herpes.
It's AIDS.
Well, my mustache comes red. Is it red?
I can't even see it. It looks like AIDS, man.
Your mustache is red.
Thank you.
So I can...
Hey, I got tested for everything.
I did too.
With a blood test all the way.
It was county.
Health
yeah.
Services or whatever.
It's right by the
42nd and Pacific.
Right by the VA.
VA.
Yeah.
Get checked, Omaha.
Be a responsible adult. It cost me like $15.
Omaha has some STDs floating around in it. Get checked out there. Or Columbus, or Schuyler, or Spokane.
Go see your local physicist.
That's not the right word. Physician. Not the right word.
Physician. Because your wiener, your blood, swab your mouth.
How did they catch your wiener?
You don't have to get swabbed in the dick no more, boys. Swab in the mouth.
You just blood test. You just pee or no?
Blood, swab in the mouth.
And pee. And pee. The one time I went to go pee in a cup to get an STD test, I had to shit really bad, so I, like, actually shit.
Shit in a cup.
No, but it's like I shit in their little room, and people mostly pee in the
room. Yeah, you know what
I
mean?
I was in there for a while.
I really got to do it again. I was pissed.
No one said anything about me flushing. Maybe they knew I shit.
You're supposed to go there and pee in a cup.
I went in there and I like tried to pee. I left the bathroom at one point to go drink some water. And I was like, I don't pee. And then I drank some water and for some reason I had shit.
So just in a cup and be like, this is what
this is what you want to
eat.
AIDS. And they're gonna be like, yeah, no, you have AIDS. They gave us two.
Cornades.
That's actually a really popular baby name right now.
Cornade. I even have a kid, so I don't know.
I'm just going to have a kid. Just because of that. To name Cornade.
Cornade.
This is one of those, like, unisex names.
Yeah.
Is Cornades here? Present.
Okay. Speaking of corn and shit.
You know what, when you eat a corn
and shit, why isn't the corn shoot up when you shoot up? It's a whole kernel.
Because you didn't eat all of it. You swallowed some kernels, man.
No. Why not your stomach
take off
the corn?
It's something to do with the skin from the corn.
Okay, I could eat a whole sandwich.
The
whole sandwich will come back in my butt.
Right?
Okay, but when you eat corn, the corn comes out perfectly without the cob.
Yeah. Well, you don't eat the cob. Do you?
And there's still a little salt and pepper on it. Crazy.
I don't think it digests. It's not that. It's cellulite.
It's part
of the skin. Of the
plant material part.
Yeah.
Stop
rubbing your plate. Soul pad.
It hurts.
No. Oh, you're rubbing your AIDS bite?
Oh, shit, man.
You sure it's not like a piece of corn stuck under that fucking
room? I feel it.
You feel the AIDS?
Yeah. What's not AIDS? I don't know what AIDS feels like or what it is. I don't have it.
Sure, what's it feel like? Well, first you have to get HIV positive before you can even get diagnosed with
that. Or that's what we're...
Are you trying to insinuate something? Are you talking about my hepatitis?
Yeah. I always get some confused.
Yeah. And gonorrhea.
Jesus.
And syphilis.
It's a big-ass infection walking around. You know you can get gonorrhea from your towels?
What?
Up in your...
No way.
Yeah.
Bacteria grows on them.
Yeah.
Then you wipe your cooch with them.
Yeah. You rub your wiener too much.
Rub your wiener on your shower.
I think it's probably more with women.
Yeah. You can get a yeast infection or something from that.
Well, you're supposed to wash your towels more.
You should never use the same towel twice. Oh, we're men.
I jerk off at a hotel towel.
Well, naturally. What else are you supposed to use?
Pillowcase. Or a sock.
Bed sheeting.
I don't do laundry that much.
Solution. fucking hotel lotion?
I don't use lotion. Barehanded or just fucking cheated.
Barehanded?
Wow.
Roughnecking it?
I never lotion that day.
Burning that motherfucker?
Fucking
rough rider.
Sheet or towel at a hotel.
Or
a pillowcase. Or a pillowcase.
Who's got nice soft hands? Just for catching fish.
Just for catching jizz. Well, shit.
Good stuff.
Shut the fuck up.
Where's your list at?
We did the list.
I don't remember doing anything off the list.
I was locked out for 3 hours, so I have no idea what's going
on. Do you guys like being adults?
Who are you?
What?
Do you guys like being adults?
Better than a child. You know I try, but I don't have to be.
You fucking, you have that tone.
My tone?
Yeah.
Would you want to be a child?
No. I act like a child.
You act like a child, but you don't have a parent taking care of you. That's what being an adult is. Hey, let's do what the fuck we want.
You get a hawk.
Send us an email at Trash Talk Omaha.
Yeah.
Tell us, what the fuck do you want to do?
Yeah. Say something, bitch.
Don't be a fucking little child. Tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah. Man up. Be a fucking crotch.
Yeah.
You got a arm muscle? Meet us in the basement at 1412 13th Street.
Hey, you got the underground arm wrestling competition?
Yeah.
Yeah. Meet us there.
Blake, is there any final trash talking you want to do before we go?
I don't even know what to say about
that. You don't know what that?
I can't. It's too much pressure.
No, man. What bothers you?
What bothers me?
Let it out. This is your chance, you know? You're not going to get another chance like this in a while. When are you going to be on a podcast again to let out your emotions, man? Tell us your freedom. Tell us your freedom. No, they don't even have.
But they have penises.
Yeah.
I feel like they go to Alaska for sure.
Don't they pay you to live in Alaska? Isn't she like a $5?
Yeah, actually, if you live in Alaska, like you stay there for like a year, like the
government pays you.
Yeah, because it's so. And you have to pay taxes when you're there.
Yeah, no taxes.
Yeah. Crazy.
So if you ever like murder a bitch, you know, States.
Alaska.
You said money.
No. I know you like murder bitches and all that.
No,
I never had a name before.
You're like, that's what.
You know what? Fuck you, Trey. No, fuck you, Trey.
Fuck this whole fucking thing.
Blake, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
I appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, it was fun.
Was it a good time?